Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're from, wherever you're watching and hearing this episode from, God bless you and thank you for being here and welcome back to I Grow in Prayer podcast episode 22. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to make it this far. I know, guys, I'm a bit late, so yesterday I didn't post an episode, but I'm going to be combining two words today, two scriptures. We're going to be praying over each other and ourselves today, Father. Today, guys, I'm over here speaking to the Lord. Lord, help me. Which I am, but I'm speaking to you guys as well. But, I'm going to read two scriptures and we're going to pray it over ourselves today. This is from yesterday's scripture and today's scripture. And, well, I'm actually behind 2 days. So, it's weird how this is. But I'm going to read these two scriptures and then I'm going to be posting 2 episodes today. So, be aware of that. There's going to be 2 episodes posted on the same day today. So episode 22 and 23 will be released today just because I want to catch up and I want to actually read the scriptures going along with the day so that I won't get overpowered and stuff. And I want to take in every scripture. I don't want to skip any scriptures. So I really do want to read every scripture because me doing this is actually helping me have more memory of God's word, of God's promises, of God's truth. And that's God's word. And how do we fight with the word? We shield ourselves with the word. We cover ourselves. We refresh. We do so much with the word of God. So it's so important and so relevant to take in the word every day as much as you can to feed yourself, to grow yourself, to develop yourself. Because development comes with the word of God, with applying it, with using it, with believing it in your heart and actually allowing it to be activated in your life. Amen. So I don't want to ramble. It's already 2 minutes in. I want to pray and welcome the Holy Spirit. And I want to welcome God into this atmosphere. I want to welcome him to this atmosphere. And I want to read those two scriptures. And I'm going to pray it. And I think I have a little testimony, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Depending on if the Lord wants me to share this one right now. But we'll see. So I'll pray and we'll let the Holy Spirit lead. Amen. Amen. Alrighty. Father God, we come before you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for everything. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness and your gentleness and your joy and your wisdom and just who you are in general, Lord, as a father, as a friend, as a savior, as a healer, as our deliverer, as our provider, as our protector, as everything to us, our love. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. God, we want to come and welcome you in this place. Lord, we want you to sit here with us. We want you to dwell here in this space, God. So we open up this space to you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Sit, Holy Spirit. We have a seat for you. Come join us, Holy Spirit. And talk with us, Holy Spirit. Minister through us. Pray through us, Holy Spirit. Cry out through us. Be free to do whatever you want, for we are your vessels and we are giving ourselves up to you right now, Holy Spirit, to use, to minister, to uplift, to encourage, to teach, to learn, to whatever it is, to bring revelation, to whatever you want to do, God, or whatever you want to show, God. Like you do this all with just us coming to you, God, with just us cultivating a space for you, God. And this is what we're doing here, Lord. We're cultivating a space for you. So you are welcome, Lord. Come here and sit in the midst of us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, so I really want to read in the Bible app. I want to read from Ephesians 5 verse 1, NIV version. I read mainly NIV version, guys. And it says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Follow his example as his dearly loved children, as a child of God, as a daughter, as a son. We follow by example. And throughout the whole entire Bible, especially New Testament, you can see how Jesus has put such, and he's been such an example to us. He has showed us, you know, like how what to even like follow, how to follow him and to go by. You know, it's like you're living in this world and you may question, like, who do I follow? Who is my role model? Who is the one that I'm gonna look up to? And a lot of times, we really need to direct ourselves to Jesus. We really need to read the Bible and learn the character of God, learn who Jesus truly is, figure out more about him in his word, and begin to follow him more thoroughly, more in his ways, follow his footsteps. And he makes it so clear in the Bible, so clear. So if we begin to really study it and meditate on it, on his word day and night, we will start to realize certain things, and we will begin to follow him more, better. That's just like my opinion. That's what I believe in my heart. I believe the more you read, the more you sit there and you really apply the word, and you come to God with a sincere heart and say, Lord, I really want to follow you. I really want to be more and more like you. And also, God will lead people in your life. God will lead you to certain people that they've done such an amazing job following him, that there are good examples to be around, good people to have in your circle, to have in your group of, you know, counsel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because sometimes I really don't know what I'm speaking about. And I'm like, the words that come out of me, it's literally the Holy Spirit, because I'd be like, Lord, what am I saying? But that made perfectly sense. Yeah. So it's like, he will lead certain people in your life to also be examples. But the main example that you want to follow is Jesus. Okay, so it says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. That's everything. That's forgiveness. That's love. That's joy. That's generosity. Like, God shows all of that throughout the Bible. Peace. He shows all of that. And it is our job to follow that. It is our job to allow Jesus to really be an example and take it in and not look the other way. All right. So I read that one. So I'm going to pray for us to be good examples. But I'm going to tie it in with the other scripture that was for today. And that scripture was actually so amazing, because it really connects those two scriptures. Like, the scripture I just read from Ephesians connects with this one I'm about to read right now, which is Galatians 5 verse 14, NIV version. And it says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So it's like an example. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Love your neighbor as yourself. that is one way to really follow Jesus as an example, is to love others as you love yourself, is to treat others as you treat yourself, you know, and that's if you're treating yourself with such love and true care. Because we do have people that, you know, that hates their self, that devalues themselves, that despise who they are, and they don't love themselves. So then you can have those type of people treating other people the way they actually treat themselves, and if someone treats you bad, it's because they don't love themselves, because they're treating you how they treat themselves. But when someone loves themselves, when someone, you know, respects themselves, and they see the value that God has put in them, they know their identity in Christ, and they're standing for righteousness, they're standing to be like God and to be holy like God, they will begin to treat you with such love, with such compassion, with such respect, with such honor, because they do that to themselves as well. And the reason I see it, thank you, Holy Spirit, I see it as God is living inside of me. God made me. God created me. God breathed his breath inside of me. I'm living because of God. Why wouldn't I love? Why wouldn't I honor? Why wouldn't I respect? I'm from God. I want to honor the things God do, every little thing, even myself, because I'm from him. I'm a part of him. So if I can learn to treat myself with respect and love and honor, because Jesus is living inside of me, I have to treat others the same way, because Jesus is also living inside of them. Hallelujah, praise God. I have to follow that, because that's what Jesus did. He treated all those around him with love, with compassion, with respect, with honor. And I say this so, like, you see it in the Bible. He went to the prostitutes. He went to the murderers. He delivered them. He saved them. That was out of respect. That was out of love. That was out of honor that he had for them. Care for them. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have to follow that as an example as well. You know, we have to follow the way Jesus is with others, the way Jesus loved others. And we have to make that an example. We have to follow that and set that as a standard in our life. To move the way Jesus moved. To love the way Jesus loved. To speak the way Jesus spoke. To see the way God sees. And it's not always going to be easy. We're not perfect. But if we just pray, Lord, help me to see this person in your lens. Lord, help me to love this person the way you love. Lord, help me to encourage, uplift this person the way that you would encourage, you would uplift. My goodness. If we just pray those prayers, do you know how incredible the body would be? How incredible? Amazing. So I want to pray that for us. I want to pray that we follow Jesus as an example. And we start off with loving. We start that off with loving the way that Jesus loves. loving ourselves the way that Jesus loves us, and loving others the way Jesus loves them. All right, let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord Jesus, and we just want to pray your scriptures, your very words over us. We want to pray Ephesians 5:1 over us, Lord, and Galatians 5:14 over us, Lord. Lord, we want to be good examples towards others, and we want to follow you as an example. We want to love others the way we love ourselves. And Lord, show us to love ourselves the way you love us, with respect, with honor, with dignity, with care and value, so that we can love others in the same way, God. Lord, I pray that you do a shifting in our heart so that we can be good examples and that we can truly follow you as our example and that we can truly love others the way you show us, Lord, the way you did it, Lord, in the Bible. Lord, we don't want to do it our own way. We don't want to love the way the world teaches us to love, or what we think is right, or what generational pass downs of what love is supposed to be through our generation. No, God, we don't want that. I don't want that. I want to love differently. I want to love like you, Jesus. I want to love the way you love. And I want to love my brother and sisters the way you love them, God. I want to honor them. I want to respect them, God. Help us to honor and respect them, Lord. Respect each other. To not pull each other down, but to lift each other up, so that we all can go higher and higher in your glory, higher and higher in your love, higher and higher in your peace, higher and higher in you, Jesus. God, it's the simple things that matter to us. It's the little things. It's the joy, it's the peace, it's the love. That's all that really matters. So we pray that, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. And amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in and being here. Thank you for showing the love and the support. I want to remind you guys, don't be afraid to like, share, comment, subscribe, send to a person that the Lord is leading you to send it to. You can find all these episodes on Rez.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as YouTube. And you can find me on YouTube at I Grow in Christ. I Grow in Christ. And as well as my social media platforms, Instagram, you can find me on I_grow_in_christ. That's my main page. And then you can follow me on the clip page, which is I_grow_in_prayer, where you can find clips of these prayers. And you can also fill out a prayer form and send in a prayer request. You can send it in for yourself. You can send it in for someone else. You can send it in that someone that maybe the Lord's been putting on your mind and the Lord's been saying, I really want you to pray for this person. You can pray for them and you can send in for them to get prayer for as well. Just double tag team on the prayers. It doesn't matter. God hears all. And if your heart is sincere and you're praying in spirit and truth, the Lord will move. He will move. And nothing hurts to add on another person to come in agreement with you, because the more the merrier, the more it brings joy to God to see us in alignment and in one, just praying the same thing. It brings joy to him because it just shows fellowship, partnership, and unity. And God is a God of unity. So definitely I encourage you to send in those prayer requests. As well, I want to tell you guys, I love you and I thank you. Thank you for tuning in and being here and always supporting. I really do thank you guys, and I'm going to be praying for you guys even behind closed doors. I'm going to pray about that, because I don't want to make this just this the platform, a place where I pray for you, but I really want to pray for you guys more and more, all those that are listening, all those that are watching. I love you guys so much, and I just want to tell you, keep on going, okay? I know that this season could be very hard, it could be very tough, it could be very challenging, it could just be very uncomfortable, it could feel even miserable, but keep on going, okay? Because there is something in the end. There is something in the end. And it's only going to be revealed to those that keep on going. So keep on going. God bless you. And stay tuned for another episode. Later, guys.